With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. And thank you all for joining me for this second part of our Season 2 Tournament of Champions. Today we have a slightly different schedule than usual. We do have a quarterfinal match. And then we have a bit of an exhibition that we're going to do, followed by a semifinal match where we'll see who is going to face Claude 9 in the championship. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get into the first round.
It's time for Who's That Pokemon?
All right, Puckalonians, and welcome back to another quarterfinal match. We have two contestants who were on previously this season, and actually they're both on the season before as well. Very excited to have these both on here. Let's go and start out with, again, as always, from the Great White North, we have Ten Little Men.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Snag. Hopefully I'll be able to redeem myself for my somewhat choke in the last Tournament of Champions.
I would not call that a choke. I would say that your host, whoever that host would have been, failed you in that Tournament of Champions. Whoever that guy was, you should blame him. So, but yeah, just wait until you find out that the Pokemon that you're going to guess is Mr. Stone. And his opponent is Beaverlaw. Beaverlaw, welcome again.
Yes, thank you. I'm finally on a win streak in this.
Yes, you are.
So I'm excited to continue it.
Yeah, very glad to have you back. You did very well in your play-in match, and so we're excited to see what you bring to the table for this one.
Cinderella story.
All right, perfect. And as you already heard, we are playing Are You a Boy or a Girl? Here's a quick recap of the rules, at least to the best of my memory. You're going to be asking yes or no questions until you have determined who the Pokemon is. And you can't ask any, like, I call them meta questions. You can't ask them, like, about a game. You can't ask about its number. Basically, you are in the Pokemon world, and you're asking questions about the Pokemon in those regards. So it's just questions like of that nature. I can't ask what generation it is. Has to be just questions kind of about the Pokemon. And then whoever asks the least amount of questions wins and moves on. Do either of you have questions before we get started?
Let's do it.
No, let's do it.
All right. So, 10 Little Men, you lost the coin toss, so people elected for you to go first. And you can go ahead and start asking questions.
Okay, let's see if I can get a strong start here. Can this Pokemon be found in the Kanto, Johto, or Sinnoh regions?
No, this Pokemon cannot be found in Kanto, Johto, or Sinnoh.
Is this Pokemon monotype?
Yes, this is a monotype.
Does this Pokemon share a type with an Eeveelution? So is it a special type, I guess, minus dragon?
Yes, this Pokemon does share a type with an Eeveelution.
Does this Pokemon share a type with a starter? So, like, Firewire Grass.
Thank you for the clarification. The answer to that is no.
Okay, so not Firewire Grass. Could be Dark, Psychic, Ice, Electric. Dark, Psychic, Ice, Electric, Fairy. Oh, almost forgot that one. Does this Pokemon have an immunity, type-based immunity?
No.
Okay, so Psychic, Electric.
That was question 5, by the way.
Okay. Psychic and Electric types. Is this Pokemon the first in its evolutionary line?
No.
Is this Pokemon fully evolved?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a fully evolved psychic or electric type. Is this Pokemon a psychic type?
Yes.
Okay, mono psychic. Not many of those, only 100 million. So it could be... Well, but it can't be caught in Kanto, Johto, or Sinnoh. I guess if it's fully evolved, it could... I guess it's not from Kanto, Johto, Sinnoh, so it's probably just not from the first four generations, unless I'm missing something weird from Hoenn. So, in Gen 5, they introduced a lot of monopsychics in Gen 5. Can you catch this Pokemon in the Unova region?
Yes.
Okay, so that's narrowed it down considerably. It's probably either Reuniclus, Gothitelle, or Beheem? I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting any other notable fully evolved psychic Pokemon that could evolve in Unova, but not really any of the other gens before it. I don't think I... So... Are we doing Jashiro rules where you cannot just guess the Pokemon? You lose if you guess the wrong Pokemon, or you get like a penalty if you guess the wrong Pokemon?
I think with this, there won't be a penalty. I just think that's probably the best way to handle it since it's a head-to-head. You'll of course get that question wrong, but
no. Okay. Oh, I almost forgot about Musharna. So I guess I am going to say, would this be a stage one Pokemon in this TCG? So like, has it evolved once?
Yes. That's okay. Question
10. I'm pretty sure I'm on the 50-50 now if it's Musharna or Beheem. So I forgot Musharna existed until now. So does that mean Beaverlaw also forgot it existed and then remembered and made it so it's the hard one? Man, it's a shame I put back down that coin. I am gonna go with the cooler of the two Pokemon, frankly. Is it Beheem?
And question number 11, yes, it is Beheem.
Good job, man. That's impressive.
I have to say, like, once you knew that it was fully evolved psychic, that it was expertly played. Fully evolved psychic in Unova, because I just did a quick scroll through, and yeah, you named the four, and then you picked out the pair. So yeah, that was nicely done. That's perfectly, like, yeah, you nailed it. All right, Beaverla, it is on to you. The pressure is on.
Were you that mean, 10 little men?
I mean, we'll leave that up to your own imagination. I'm not giving out hints. This isn't a charity.
If it goes out of Gen 2, things get really sketchy. So we'll see how this goes.
All right, so Beaverla, I have the Pokemon ready. Go ahead and ask your questions.
Was this Pokemon in a Pokedex given to you by Elm, Birch, or Oak?
No.
That's a good question.
Hang on.
That's a good question.
Hang on, let me think about
that. That's in the game, man.
No, it is. It's a legitimate question. I'm just... When you say it was given to you in a dex by one of those people,
double check your regional dexes.
I'm going to count that as specifically a regional dex, not a national
dex.
Yes,
that's what I'm asking.
Okay. So is this in a dex from one of those? The answer should be no.
Okay.
I say should because I'm not diving into like each specific.
Well, I think you should. It's only fair. As the host, you should be knowledgeable. I am at a huge disadvantage, man. If it is not in those, then this is going to get real sketchy, and I'm just going to start guessing.
Let me verify here, because there could have been...
It is in one of those regional dexes.
Okay. But the thing is, it could have been Oras, though, so that could change things up considerably. I'm trying not to ask like game-based questions, like outside of the game-based questions. Like a part of me wants to ask, like, was this Pokemon in the original Dex given to you by Elm in Ruby? But I don't think that would count, right? That wouldn't fly. Like, I couldn't go in 2000 when you first entered the Hoenn region. Was this Pokemon in the regional decks? Would that?
Yeah, no. Like I hear what you're saying there, and I'm trying to think you because that's a.
I'm sorry to make you think so late at night.
No, it's just fine. Like, no, these are great questions. And that's the thing I love about this game is people come up with like new questions for it. And so with something like that, you could phrase it in another manner.
Okay. How about this?
That would make it a legal question.
The first time we are giving a regional Pokedex by Professor Elm, was this Pokemon included in that regional Dex?
And are you saying by Elm specifically?
Yes. So I'm asking for the first time we get a Pokedex from in Hoenn.
Or Elm, so Johto.
Oh, which one is Birch? Is Birch Hoenn?
Birch is Hoenn.
Yeah,
Birch
so,
is
sorry, Hoenn. Birch. Sorry, guys. I'm old.
The first time that a player would enter those games, no, this Pokemon is not in it. Fantastic question.
Okay, so it's going to be newer.
I was going to say, just as a quick note, the way I was going to say, like, you could ask it is you could ask in terms of timeline. Would this Pokemon be in the Mega Evolution timeline versus non-Mega?
Okay. I didn't know that was for timeline. Okay, cool. Okay, was this Pokemon originally discovered in Sinnoh?
Yes.
Okay, so it was one that was in Oras, and it was originally discovered in Sinnoh. Okay, does this Pokemon include one of the basic types originally discovered in the Kanto region?
Yes.
Is this Pokemon a monotype?
Yes. That's question five.
Five, so I gotta get it. So I have to get better than 10, right?
10 wins it.
Okay. Can you refresh me on where we're at right now, just so I make sure we're on the same page?
So your first question was, is this in a Pokedex given to you by Elm, Oak, or Birch?
Yes.
And 10 Little Men helped out and said that was a yes.
Okay.
Was it the first time we encountered, we kind of went straight to Hoenn for some reason, but the question was it the first time we were in that region? And the answer to that was no.
The reason for that was because of Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. I was trying to figure out if it was going to be, like, trip me up. That's why. Sorry.
Yep. No, that's fine. I'm just rehashing that specifically. Okay. So, was it originally found in Sinnoh? Yes. Does it have a typing originally from Kanto? Yes. And it is a monotype.
Is this Pokemon water, fire, or grass type?
No.
Is this Pokemon electric, rock, or flying? Normal. Electric, rock, or normal?
No.
Is this Pokemon psychic, fighting, or flying?
Yes.
So it's a monotype, electric, psychic, or flying type Pokemon.
Yes. You are at 8 questions.
Oh, my lord.
So 2 questions to win it, 3 questions to tie it.
Tell you what, I'll give you a hint. It's not mono flying.
Okay. Okay, so it's psychic or fighting. Did we both pick psychic, or did you go with fighting? I don't even know, like, the way to like shimmy this down. I'm trying to like think, like, when you're going through, oh, because Oras has that darn thing where you can select, can't you, where you can like walk around an area until the special one pops up. That buries me. That's not good. Does a gym leader have this Pokemon as part of their team?
Let me verify. I'm gonna go ahead and say no. That should be a solid no, actually. Gym leader does not have this Pokemon.
If that was my 9th question?
That was question 9, yes.
Is this an evolved Pokemon?
No. Alright, so Beavola.
For all the marbles.
Put it down here. We gotta give you give it a shot here.
Yeah, I'm gonna swing for it, so I know it's psychic or fighting.
So as a quick recap, we psychic or fighting, originally discovered in the Sinnoh region. It is in a Pokedex that's given to you by Elm, Oak, or Birch. But not the first time that we that you encountered them. It is a mono psychic or fighting type, and it is not evolved.
So I'm avoiding psychic, and I'm trying to think of fighting types that happen in that gen. And the only one I can think of is because it, like, it's evolved form, but I don't know if it shares the dual type with it.
Remember, this is a monotype.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm trying to, like, so Lucario is like one of my favorite Pokemon, but I know it's dual type. But I don't know if Riolu is one, and I know that was original, but I also don't know if that was an Oras. So I got to swing for it. Riolu.
It is not Riolu. Right, no,
that's fine.
Oh, that was such a good guess.
Do you want to keep the line of questioning, or do you just want Ten Little Men to tell it?
Ten Little Men reveal. Let me know. What was it?
Okay, I gave you what is clearly everyone's favorite psychic type Pokemon from Gen 4, the most memorable of them all, Chinling, the baby version of Chimico.
I didn't think you'd go psychic. I didn't think you'd go psychic. I thought you'd go fighting. Okay.
I mean, to be fair though, like you more or less like got its counterpart in Riolu. Like with narrowing it down, like because Riolu and Chimico are both baby Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating bullets.
All right, not Chimico. Chinling. Chinling is the baby, as well as Riolu. Nicely done. Ten Little Men gave you like a really hard one, and I think you got as close as you probably could in 11 questions. Maybe a little bit closer, but Bivola, you did an excellent job.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for joining us again, but unfortunately, your Cinderella story ends here. The glass slipper broke.
That's all right. Sweet 16, baby. That's all it takes.
All right. Very good. And then, Ten Little Men, we'll see you in later in this episode for the semifinals. So.
Congrats, man.
Okay. As a proud Canadian, it hurts me to put down a beaver, but I'll carry your torch with me to the finals.
All right. Fantastic. With that, folks, we're going to go to our commercial break, and we'll catch you folks on the flip-flop.
Good job, Ten Little Men. That was brilliant.
Hey, Snag, what you drinking?
Oh, this is Toxapepsi.
Toxapepsi? I haven't heard of that drink before.
It's a new soft drink. In their facility, Toxapex are hard at work making this wonderful soft drink. Guaranteed to make your gums bleed twice as much than other brands. Probably. Here, try some.
Ow! My gums! My teeth! My face!
Toxapepsi, the taste is merciless. Welcome back from that break, Puckalonians, and get ready for this next part here. Now, we had a little bit of an issue here, I guess you could say. We have Ironcaster, who's going to be joining us next. But Ironcaster, why don't you talk to us about why don't you have an opponent?
Well, that's because, the last time I was on, I retired my team name, the Spooky Scary Shelgons, and renamed myself Team Spooky Scary Salamence. And, well, I got one.
So you're saying that your opponent was just too intimidated by your Salamence to join us today?
Well, of course. I mean, Salamence flies faster than any flying Pokemon. I can get anywhere, anytime. Intimidation works. Good pro tip, kid.
Perfect. All right. So what we're going to do instead then here is we are going to do one more quick round of Who's That Pokemon. But Ironcaster, you have advanced to the semifinals. You are going up against Ten Little Men. And Ten Little Men has selected a Pokemon for you to figure out for Who's That Pokemon. So no matter how well you do on this, we'll still try and do your best. But no matter how well you do, you'll still earn your spot into the semifinals. So if you want to go ahead and start as a quick recap of the rules for you, you can ask any yes or no questions to figure out what the Pokemon is, but you can't ask about Dex number, you can't ask about what like game is this from, anything along those lines. They have to be kind of like in-world meta questions. So do you have any questions about the rules before we get going?
Does this mean I can I could go and ask every individual one? Because I hope you're ready for 800 questions.
And with that, Ten Little Men, congratulations. You've made it to the finals.
Woo!
Technically, you can ask as many questions as you want, but as always, I'm sure as a gamesman, you want to do your best and you want to make sure you can kind of show off how well you know this stuff. So, with that, sir, you can go ahead and start asking questions.
Is this a Pokemon from Kanto originally?
No.
Is this Pokemon from Alola?
Originally or just in general?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Not originally from Alola, no.
Ooh, okay, so not originally, but there. Is it originally from Johto?
No.
Is this Pokemon originally from Hoenn?
No. Well, that's four regions down.
Is this Pokemon originally from Sinnoh?
No.
Is it a starter Pokemon?
No.
Is it a fire type?
No.
Is this Pokemon from Unova? Originally.
No. So you've gotten no on six of the regions. I hope you know which region it is from.
So that should narrow it down to one region, but unfortunately I can't remember the name of the region. So is this Pokemon from Pokemon France? Originally.
Yes, this is from the the Kalos region, yes. So we've determined that it is from Kalos. We've determined that it is not a starter, it's not a fire type. I believe that's all we have so far.
Does this Pokemon walk on two legs?
Let me verify, but I'm going to say no.
Is it a water Pokemon?
No.
Ooh, this is getting tough. Does it walk on four legs?
I'm gonna also say no about that. No. I'll take that question back in regards to how many legs it walks on, whether it's two or four. I'll just say I don't know. That's probably the better answer for that. So I've saved you a question, but I'll say that I do not know how many legs this Pokemon walks on.
Is it a dragon type?
No.
Is it a fairy type?
No. Good question, though, considering what region it comes from.
Is this a ghost Pokemon?
No.
Is this a legendary Pokemon?
No.
Although, I should ask, would mythics be counted with that as well? Or...
It is not legendary nor mythic, no. I'll count that all as one question. So you're at 15.
That was a clarification question, so yeah. It works out.
Yep, no, you're fine. So we're at 15 questions, and just as a quick recap, we've determined it's from Kalos, not fire, not water, not ghost, not dragon, and not legendary or mythical.
And it has weird footsteps?
Yes, and it has weird footsteps, yes. The other thing I'll mention is you've been asking a lot about type, which is good. You can also ask about evolution lines, how many are in it, if it evolves, all that type of stuff.
Has this Pokemon evolved?
Yes, this Pokemon has evolved.
Has this Pokemon finished evolving?
No. That's a good way to ask that question. I like that. I don't think they usually ask it that way. So it has evolved and it has not finished evolving. So, good.
Is it a bug type?
Yes.
That's the first yes that I've had so far. Is it Spewpa?
Yes, indeed. It is Spewpa. Nicely done. Very good. That is indeed Spewpa. Maybe not the most efficient way to get there, but you know, you did a fine job in narrowing down. I suppose when the pressure's off, you can kind of just ask questions willy-nilly. So, nicely done. Yes, Spewpa. It took you a total of 19 questions, which is comparable to what some people in the other episodes did. So,
I was trying to go for some kind of record.
Nicely done. All right. Well, congratulations. Thank you for playing. I think you did a very good job at narrowing down what this was. And in regard to its footprint, like we just said, it has weird footprints. It just has a question mark posted on Bulbapedia as to the footprint of Spewpa. So I found that very amusing. But with that, Ironcaster, nicely done. Let's go and take a quick break, and we'll move on to the actual semifinal match. Hey Puckalonians, thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
It's time to play. Are you a boy or a girl?
Hello and welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. We are ready for our actual semi-final match between Ironcaster and Ten Little Men. We are playing Are You a Boy or a Girl? Here's a quick recap of the rules. You can ask yes or no questions until you have determined who the NPC is, with, of course, the exception of the first question. You must ask the NPC's name as one of your questions. There's no penalty for guessing incorrectly. And if you have narrowed down who this character is but cannot recall their name, you will take a 3-question penalty added to your total. Do either of you have a question before we get started?
No, I think I've pretty much got everything.
Nope, I'm all good. All
right. And as a reminder, folks, these two competitors have chosen the NPC for their opponent. So the level of difficulty is set by each other. And with that, let's go ahead and start. Ten Little Men, I have the character selected that Ironcaster has selected for you. So why don't you go ahead and start asking your questions.
Okay. I figure I'll start with a bit of a curveball here. Are you a boy or a girl?
Ooh, that's a very, very clever question. A very interesting one to go with. This character is a boy.
Ah, okay, okay. In that case, are you a gym leader?
This character is not a gym leader, no.
Are you a type specialist?
Yes, this character is a type specialist.
Okay, that leads me to believe they're probably a member of the Elite Four. Are you a member of the Elite Four?
Yes.
Were you introduced in Generations 5, 6, or 7?
No.
Okay, okay. So we're going back to the first 4 gens. I think I know all of them. Were you introduced in Generations 3 or 4?
No.
Not Gen 3 or 4. So that means it's 1 or 2. Clarification question. Elite 4 does not equal champion, yes? Oh, I guess it doesn't matter, really.
I suppose in these games, no, it doesn't necessarily, no.
Doesn't matter. The only person who is champion would be, and his type specialist is Lance.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to go over my options real quick in my head. We got, of course, Lance. We got Bruno. We got Koga. No, but he's not gym leader. So we got Lance, Bruno, and we got Will. I think that's it? So it's not lost points for guessing incorrectly, right?
That is correct, yes. Well, I mean, so you lose the that question, but no
additional... Yeah,
no,
but it's not double extra lost points.
Yes.
Okay, in that case, I guess I just have to start throwing out guesses, and I'm going to start with the most forgettable of the three. Are you Will?
Yes, this character is Will. Nicely done in 7 questions, 10 Little Men.
Nice, nice.
All right. No, and I think I have to admit that when Ironcaster put this up to me, I'm like, which one is Will? In fact, I will admit my fault here. I initially thought that he was from Sinnoh, but I know better. That's Lucian. That's a Psychic-type trainer from Sinnoh. But, no, nicely done. 7 questions to whittle that down. All right, Ironcaster, it is on you now. Pressure is on. 7 questions on the character that Ten Little Men has picked for you, and you will tie it. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
All right, have at it, sir.
Well, I want to ask my questions a little bit differently. So I'm going to go ahead and ask, are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Is this character a gym leader?
Yes.
Is this character from Generations 1, 2, or 3?
No.
Original?
No.
Is this character from Generations 6 or 7?
No.
Is this character from Generation 4?
No. Alright, so just so you know, you're currently at 5 questions. I think you've narrowed down what generation this character is from. So if you guess right now and get it right, you win. If you get a little more information right now and then guess on your next question, you tie.
Ooh, this is going to be tough. Gen 5 has the trio for the first gym, which gives 3 there. It has Clay. I think at least 2 or 3 of the other ones. Just because of the awesome beard, I'm going to guess, is it Drayden?
It is not Drayden. Do you want to take one more guess to try to tie it, or do you just want if you want to try and tie the game right now, you got to give one more guess.
Going off the characters I've listed so far, I'm going to guess Clay, since he's the only one I really remember the name of.
It is not Clay, unfortunately. Why don't we let you play it out, though, Ironcaster? I think you've done a really good job so far, and I know those last two questions were just to try to go for the win. But why don't you keep going and see if you can narrow down. Again, this character is a boy from Unova, not Clay, not Drayden.
Are they a gym leader of the first gym?
In which game?
I'm sorry, Black and White?
Yes, this is a gym leader from the first gym in Black and White.
Did this character become a follower in the anime?
No. Good question.
Do they have a head of flaming red hair?
No.
Do they have a silly blue monkey?
They do, yes. Do you remember this character's name?
Does he have a name that sounds like toothpaste?
I like that you're having fun with this. Yes, it does sound kind of like toothpaste.
Is it Cress?
It is indeed Cress. Nicely done. You got it technically in 13 questions, but very, very good effort put forth there. I know you're kind of playing around at the end there. But Ironcaster, nicely done. 10 Little Men is very tough competition. When it gets your character in 7 questions, it's really tough. But thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for doing the Tournament of Champions with us. And we'll definitely catch you later.
All right, well, it's been fun. Just, you know, don't open the little trap door and send me into the abyss below. I'll see my way out.
Wait, I have a trap door? What? Oh, yeah, hey. Yeah, there it is. There's a trap door. Okay, all right.
The Salamence won't save him now.
And 10 Little Men, congratulations. Well done on this. And we will see you in the championship where you go up against Claude 9. Let me tell you, I'm very excited for this matchup. I think it's going to be a blast. So with that, folks, come back next month, or maybe I'll see if I can get in later this month. We'll see how Snag's schedule looks. But hey, everybody, this is Future Snag dropping in here. We're definitely going to see you next month. We'll see you in February. Thanks a lot, guys. Come back for the championship of Season 2 of the Tournament of Champions. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Again, it's going to be Claude 9 versus 10 Little Men. Come check us out. Before I sign out, let me just give you a quick refresher. If you like what you hear, definitely check us out on the main podcast. I don't know exactly how you got here if you didn't find us from the main podcast, but welcome anyway. Make sure you follow us there. If you really like what we did here, you can support us a couple ways. We sell merchandise on TeePublic. The link to that store will be in the description. And then also, if you'd like to, you can support us monthly on Patreon. We always appreciate our Patreon subscribers. They help the show, and all the money that comes back to us for that goes directly back into the show, into our community, making everything great for you. So with that, folks, check us out on all of our social medias, Facebook, Twitter. I believe we're on Tumblr as well. Find us in all those places. And that's all I got for you right now. I am Professor Snake, and as always, make sure you help control the Breject population. Get your Ditto spayed and neutered. Night.
closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Okay, let's. Okay. 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 Can I get a clarification question? Because I know Jashiro does it weird on his show sometimes. When I say can't be caught, do you count just this Pokemon? Or if it's pre-evolutions can be caught, do you count that?
Yeah, that is a tricky question. The way I typically play it is I count it as, I probably shouldn't count it this way, but it's basically I treat it as the Pokemon's line, or is it in that, and you shouldn't even say in that dex, because that breaks things as well, but I count it as that line, typically. Probably shouldn't, but that's the way it is.
Just want to double check. So that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, definitely. Let's say if I was being a real rule Nazi, I'd play it. No, you can't catch Charizards in Kanto, but well, actually, you can now though. You can, but
you can,
and yeah, you can in Let's Go.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, you can catch everything in Let's Go. But back on topic, I guess.
Yeah, back on topic. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.